Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Good morning. Good morning, Hawaii. Good afternoon, wherever you are. Good evening, it could be, or if you're in the UK, it's time to have something to eat. Welcome into the clubhouse. This is the Golf Club. Of course, we're on the radio in Hawaii, streaming live, of course, around the world, and then podcast after the show is over. RadioGolfClub.com is where you can find the live stream, and that's, of course, where you also can get your podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. My show today, Danny Edwards, the Chipping Equation Master, PGA Tour lifetime member and author. We're going to be talking about his book. Boy, this man has achieved amazing things. The name of this book is Driven, The Danny Edwards Story. Randy Wyant, CEO, SkinView. Going to talk to him about what to do to protect ourselves from the sun. Don Crozier, General Manager of Volcano Golf Course. They have some great things for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Greg Nichols, General Manager, Ko'olina Golf Course. Patriot Golf Day is coming up pretty soon. Bob Herrig, Senior Writer, Sports Illustrated. He has a great book out now. He is author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. We'll be back after this. First, we want to thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Bob Herrig, Sports Illustrated. They have the Morning Read. That's their sports column. And you'll find Bob Herrig in that Morning Read sports column. Golf in particular, of course. Author Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Past president, Golf Writers Association of America, Chick Evans Scholarship graduate at Evans, Indiana University, and he's in with us now. Good morning.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Are you at Wells Fargo?
I am not. I am not out this week, so I am watching from afar just like you.
Yes, and aren't we lucky? Because it seems to be raining just a little bit. I was looking at our forecast as isolated showers, cloudy and windy. The trade's 20 to 30, and that's pretty strong. It's going to be about 85 degrees, nevertheless. Over there, what? It's pouring rain, right? Some of them took their hats off.
Cold too. It's barely 50 degrees, I think. So, not exactly a fun time to play golf. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I, you know, the last person I'd expect to see at the top of the leaderboard, considering his physical condition, backs don't like cold weather. You know, a bad back is not happy when it's cold. And here we've got the one and only Jason Day back at the top of the leaderboard. What's up with Jason coming on so strong? Anything special about this week?
Well, I think he's just been putting in a lot of work. You know, it's kind of surprising to see how far he's dropped.
Yes.
You know, outside of the top 100 in the world, and he hasn't won in 4 years. Actually, since this event in 2018, you know, they normally played in Charlotte, and they moved it just this year because the President's Cup is going to be at Quail Hollow later in the year. So they moved the tour event to the TPC Potomac. But Jason Day won it in Charlotte a few years ago and hasn't won since, which is kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to believe. I mean, as good as he was number one in the world for a while, and obviously won a PGA Championship in 2015. Hard to believe how long ago that is now. You know, he's trying to fight his way back. And that's, I guess, the story of golf, that the ebbs and flows.
Yes, we've got two other ones I want to bring up. before we talk about golf's most fascinating rivalry, Tiger and Phil, your book. Rory McIlroy, he has, you know, he's got his really great rounds, the last final round at the Masters. And then he's got yesterday, after doing really well in the first round, he can't put it all together. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think you're not alone. He's struggled to get back to that level where we expect him to be.
Yeah,
because you always hear that comment when Rory's on, isn't he the best in the game? And I tend to think that might apply to him, maybe to Dustin Johnson, to a degree. When they've got it all going, they're really hard to beat. The problem is, he hasn't had it all going that often. Obviously, he had that great final round at the Masters, and you sat there and wondered, well, where, you know, just one better early round, and he's got a great chance to win, but he was too far back. And, you know, he has not won in 2022. He did win this tournament last year when it was in Charlotte. He won later in the year in Las Vegas. He's not playing terribly or anything, not badly, but, you know, it's a game where we judge him by the W's. And frankly, in golf right now, we don't really, other than Scottie Scheffler, we don't really have anybody that's stepping up and winning often. So I think that adds to some of the frustration. It's not like Rory's running into all these world beaters. It sort of seems like it's there to be had.
Yeah.
And some of these guys are not following through.
Yeah. Now, what's better for the game? If there is someone, and, you know, the ultimate person as an example would be Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, you know, yes, he's winning. Yes, he's winning when he was on that winning streak when he was, what, winning 30% of the time or close to it? Or having this kind of field where it's anybody's ballgame?
I'm always one who thinks that in golf, it's important to have somebody who stands out. Parity's great in team sports because it means that that our team is never far away. You hate it when you just know you don't have a chance. So like the parity that you see in the NFL, it's what fuels it. But in golf, while it's really cool that there's so many great players who are up there, I think it's far better when there's one or two who stand out, because what it does is it gives us the reason to tune in. Can they keep it going?
Yep.
Or, you know, are we going to root for them to keep winning?
Yep.
You know, or are we going to root for somebody to take them down? I mean, that was always the case, I think, with Tiger.
Sure.
You had your Tiger people and they were fascinated to see if he could keep it going. And then you had those who maybe weren't as enamored with Tiger, and they wanted to see if somebody could take him down. And it created that kind of conflict that you like to see. When you've got a different guy winning every week or not putting up, you know, big numbers, I think it's harder to, it's harder to embrace. Like I point to Jon Rahm, who's been phenomenal over the past year or so. But until he won last week in Mexico, he hadn't won since the U.S. Open. You know, yet he was number one in the world for a majority of last year, which kind of suggested he was playing really well. It suggested two things. It suggested he was playing really well and having high finishes, but it also suggested until Scottie Scheffler came along, there was nobody else who was stepping up to win often.
Yep.
So I think we kind of like it when people, or at least I do, when we have somebody, look, Scheffler's going to play next week in Dallas. We're going to be very interested to see how he performs. It's his first stroke play event since he won the Masters. It's in his hometown. The PGA Championship's coming up the final week. You know, can he do it? Keep it going? Can he win a fifth tournament? Can he win another major? I think that's compelling.
It is compelling. It is. And that, you know, kind of putting our hat on that one. So Tiger and Phil, golf's most fascinating rivalry, wonderful reviews. So let's just, what's up with Phil? Has anybody heard anything? I heard that somebody's heard something.
Yeah, Phil, he sort of came out of the woodwork there last week or the week before when his agent announced that he had entered the PGA Championship. He had previously entered the U.S. Open. Those things were procedural. You can't play if you don't enter, and there was a deadline. It doesn't mean he will still play. And we're waiting. Look, we're 9 days away from tournament week of the PGA Championship, and the defending champion who became the oldest major winner when he did it a year ago, we don't know if he's going to play.
Isn't that weird?
It's really a remarkable development, what's going on. At the same time, his agent also said that he had requested a release, which he was required to do by that time, to play in the first LIV Golf Invitational Series event, which is outside of London. So if there was any thought that Phil was going to pledge his allegiance to the PGA Tour and, you know, bow down, ask for forgiveness, try to move on from, you know, that whole controversy, well, that clearly hasn't happened.
No.
Because he's asking to play in that event. And frankly, he should be allowed to play in it. You know, it's when they play domestic events where there's going to be an issue because the tour has never granted releases for those. And if a guy goes and plays anyway, so now he's defying their regulations. What happens? Does he get fined? Does he get suspended? You know, I think we're bracing for, you know, some sort of, a confrontation here. But not until the end of June. The this one, I think we'll see some players go, and I think Phil might be one of them. But what we don't know is if he's going to play in these major championships, which would be remarkable if he doesn't do it.
You know, he's like on an island all by himself, because if he's not on the PGA Tour side of things and he's not currying their favor, then with Greg Norman coming out and like slamming him and saying, if it weren't for Phil, we would have the LIV Golf going already. I had 30% of the top 50, so what, 15? Of the top 50 had committed to play in the new LIV Golf Investments League, but they all pulled out because of Phil. You know, I mean, he doesn't have anywhere to turn.
I actually think Phil somewhat unfairly taken all the heat. You know, there were other guys that were allegedly ready to go. And they all backtracked. It's the old, you know, we're gonna, you know, jump off a cliff into a pond, and hey, I'll go after you go, and then you go, and I decide, nope, I'm not doing it, and you're the one who's left,
right?
You know, I mean, he was the one who put himself out there, and is the only one taking grief for it, and you know, look. I could argue the merits of both sides of this argument. Certainly the PGA Tour has every right to want to protect its assets, its tournaments, its sponsors, its TV partners. It provides a great living for these guys if they perform. You know, I sort of question some of Phil's comments about the tour. You know, like, it's been his platform for 30 years. But on the other hand, I can argue that what Norman, you know, the LIV Golf thing, and also the Premier Golf League, which is basically the same concept, what they were offering was something that the PGA Tour does not offer, and that is guaranteed pay. And I'm talking about guaranteed pay for what you do on the course. You know, in every other sport, you know, Steph Curry makes $53 million a year for the Warriors, whether he hits a three-pointer or not.
Yes.
And the reason he's paid a lot, you know, before, and that he brings now, people, they know that when he's going to fill seats, people turn in. Well, it's the same for golfers now. But if they don't perform, they don't get anything. I look at Ricky Fowler, who's been struggling. He's playing in the tournament this week. You know, he made about $1 million last year on the PGA Tour, which, look, you have to keep this all in perspective. Of course, $1 million is a lot of money. But, you know, he's got a caddy. He's got travel. He's got a trainer. He's got to pay taxes. And he didn't qualify for the FedEx Cup playoffs. So that means he did not get any of that bonus money, the big bonus money. But yet I would argue that Ricky Fowler brings a lot of value to the tour. You know, we talk about him when he's on TV. He's shown. He's popular. He signs a lot of autographs. You know, and I think you could argue that people want to go watch him, that he sells tickets. And yet he didn't perform, so he didn't get paid. And I kind of see that side of it a little bit. The backing of the LIV Golf thing is a whole nother issue, which is always going to be a problem for them. But what if the money was coming from Bill Gates?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What if it what if it were just a billionaire, a U.S. billionaire who was putting up the money? Would we have a problem with it? You know, I just find the whole thing fascinating. You know, it's and like I kind of thought, it's been very disruptive. I mean, we've spent a lot of time talking about this, writing about it. You know, it's caused Phil great distress, and it's obviously given Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, more gray hair. I mean, this is something that he's not been able to ignore.
No, he certainly can't. You know, let's go to Tiger and Phil, golf's most fascinating rivalry. Your book that came out, was it April 26th?
Correct.
Yes. Awesome. Now, we talk about earlier, Tiger or someone like Tiger being a dominant player and everybody want to take. I always thought Phil would be someone who would actually have the talent to take him on. What was missing in the Phil factor?
Well, I think what was missing early on was just the consistency. You know, I get into this in great detail. Phil was Tiger before Tiger. He was an incredible amateur player. You know, he won a tour event as an amateur, the Tucson Open, the last amateur to do so. Came out with a ton of fanfare, just like Tiger. Won a bunch early. He had 9 tour wins by the time he was 25, which is really good. You know, I mean, somebody bolts out of the gate that fast now, and we're really lauding them. In fact, you know, when Tiger won the Masters in 97, his first major, and obviously he won his first major as a pro, there was no reason to think that Phil wouldn't have won that Masters. He'd just come off a 4-victory year in 96. So, but for whatever reason, Phil was never as consistent. You know, he never won more than 4 times in any season. Tiger won 5 times, minimum of 5 times, 10 different years. You know, I mean, Tiger was just on a different level from everyone. But what I try to point out is that Phil was incredible in his own right. If you take away Tiger, Phil winning 45 times, 36 of those in the Tiger era, is a remarkable achievement in itself. And obviously 6 majors, there's nobody playing the game today, active other than Tiger, who's got 6 majors. And after several years of getting sort of his butt beat by Tiger, he kind of figured it out. You know, in 2004, he won the Masters. He won the Masters in 06. He won the PGA in 05. He probably should have won the U.S. Open 06. You know, he had a one-shot lead going to the 18th tee. You know, it wasn't so much a duel with Tiger, but Tiger was in the mix at the 2010 Masters, and Tiger didn't win that one. Phil did. You know, so Phil, while nobody can be compared to Tiger, Phil held his own better than anyone, and really those guys were the two above the rest for so long. And so that's sort of the genesis of the book, and it's amazing how much their careers intertwined, you know, how they did sort of weave back and forth together there for a while. They had a disastrous Ryder Cup pairing, and
that was disastrous.
They were later allies and tried to help the U.S. get better at the Ryder Cup. They actually kind of put their differences aside and worked together, but it took a long time to get to that point.
It certainly did. I like what Jim Nantz wrote. The only thing I enjoyed more than broadcasting the Tiger-Phil rivalry for over 20 years was reading all the juicy tidbits from behind the scenes by the amazing Bob Herrig. Every golf enthusiast will want to dive into this. And another one, Ian O'Connor, a 3-time New York Times bestselling author of Arnie and Jack, by the way. Bob Herrig was born to write this brilliant and definitive historical document on the Phil Tiger or Tiger Phil rivalry. After walking step for step with these two titans for decades, Herrig delivers fascinating, previously untold stories about the battles that defined them. And another interesting comment was from Brandel Chamblee, Golf Channel. In many ways, golf has never had a rivalry to match Tiger and Phil's. Tiger was a perfectionist and an icy star, much like Ted Williams, and he always had that hard, cold stare of high purpose. Phil was golf's version of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, creating awe from error. And he always had that paw in the cookie jar smile. I just think some of these are just very, very wonderful. John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk, spoiled the majors and Raise a Fist, Take a Knee. There is no one more qualified to write a book on Tiger and Phil than Bob Herrig. He's probably walked more holes with them than anyone, with a possible exemption of their caddies. And been around for every important moment of their careers, both with one another and separately. So really good work. And I am always intrigued by your work. Yesterday morning read, you have the recruiting members of the PGL League, the Premier Golf League, sending a letter to the PGA Tour players saying, you know, come on over. We're going to do this team thing. We're going to, you know. So talk about Jay Monahan having gray hairs. The people are just attacking, and they were never under assault. Many, many years ago. I think Danny Edwards, way back when, is someone we're talking to later this morning, and he'll probably have some interesting thoughts about all of the things that are going on. But it's just watching all this happen, and then the PGA Tour is going to have a team kind of thing that they're going to have, the Stars Tour. I don't know. It's everyone's trying to jockey around to compete with one another. While the players, you know, I watch Rory McIlroy and I ask myself, he looks so stressed out just trying to be, he's on the advisory board, is he right? And just trying to, he said, it's really not all about me, you know, I've got to take care of everybody, the guys that are not making or don't make the PIP, you know there's all the, right. A lot of people. So it's really something else. And Bob Herrig, Sports Illustrated and Morning Read, and author Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Bob. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk Patriot Golf Day, and that is coming up Memorial Day weekend. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
You know, it's Patriot Golf Day, Memorial Day weekend, but it's really Patriot Golf Month, or maybe it's Patriot Golf Year. Greg Nichols is General Manager, Director of Golf, Ko'olina Golf Club, and he is also a wingman. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. And remember, you're an honorary wing woman, okay?
Yay!
Appreciate all you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So this is a joint effort, as you wrote this out so beautifully. I'm just going to. This is a joint effort between Folds of Honor and PGA Hope. It takes place over the four-day Memorial Day weekend, and all funds raised together will stay locally in the state or section where it's raised. Can you, when you say state or section, what does that mean?
Well, the Aloha Section PGA is made up of over 200 PGA professionals across the state, Danielle. So when we say that all the money's raised go back to veterans and their families here in Hawaii, so that's really great. And again, it is a team effort. You mentioned, you know, we've got five other wingmen besides myself around the state that are helping out. Rick Castillo and Michael Taylor on Maui, Tom Freestone and Steve Murphy on Kauai, and then Travis Jurga for Turtle Bay on Oahu helping me out, Jason Trim on the Big Island. So, you know, so we can't do it by ourselves, and we really count on the community support to make this event happen. It started in 2007, Danielle, as you know, with the Folds of Honor with our friend Dan Rooney, and it started very humbly. It was very humbly. We raised $1 million nationally the first year, and I just saw the national publication this past year. Folds of Honor and PGA Hope raised over $21 million that all go back to creating educational scholarships for the families of our military veterans that have either been killed or injured in war. That was the initial mission, and then PGA Hope came on board. And PGA Hope, Danielle, for your listeners, is all about trying to provide golf opportunities to get into the game for our veterans that have who have served us and made that, in many cases, the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. And you know, golf is a great transitional game for people that have been, you know, that have been, that have served our country, that have maybe suffered either injuries, either real or unseen.
Yes.
And, so it's important in that regard. And so we're just, you know, we're really excited here in the Aloha Section to be able to help out. We've got about 20-plus golf courses around the state participating over Memorial Day. But you mentioned that it's not just Memorial Day. This goes on all year. There's several clubs that have events throughout the year. And, again, we want to celebrate everyone. But Memorial Day is really the focus nationally. And it's going to be our focus here locally, too, as well. So if any, you know, I would encourage everybody to ask their golf course. When they go out to the golf course during Memorial Day, ask if they're participating and hopefully donate a dollar to the cause. Every single dollar helps.
Yes. You know,
thank
you. I'm glad you brought up that, you know, in 2007, it was just out of buck. Just add a buck to your TV, you know, and put it in, and then have a little glass container. It was humble in the very beginning.
Yep.
And then it started, you know, becoming stronger and stronger, like the numbers here. And 2017, almost 26,000 was raised in Hawaii. 2018 jumped up to almost 37,000. 2019, almost 42,000. 2020, right? Almost 75,000. In 2021, what were we doing in 2021? Over 88,000. This year, the goal is 100,000, and obviously that is doable. It's really exciting.
Absolutely.
To see everything that you folks in the Aloha Section PGA do. The fundraisers, the foundation, always giving back. And that is most important.
No, you bet, Daniel, especially for our veteran families. And I'm glad you mentioned the foundation. We are having, the Aloha Section is having our fundraiser later this month at Mid-Pacific on the 23rd, just prior to Memorial Day. And all those funds go back to really helping the community in a variety of ways. You know, the PGA professional, everybody, you know, they see our day-to-day jobs, but what we do behind the scenes are really trying to give back to the community, whether it's at junior golf or to, you know, adult golf programs. We do the drive, chip, and putt, which is a fantastic program. You talked about a field of dreams for a kid to qualify to go to the Masters to compete. And we also have the PGA Junior League, which is an unbelievable opportunity for a parent to get a child into the game in a non-competitive way and really trying to introduce them to the game and, you know, with
for the right reasons, to meet other kids and to learn the, you know, the life skills that golf can teach them. So we're very proud of what we do behind the scenes.
And the Aloha Section PGA is also starting to bring on the family golf day. Or it's like having the families participate, children and parents together.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's actually a transition. We've always included families. It's, you know, we don't, junior golf doesn't happen without the moms, especially the moms.
Of course.
The moms and dads supporting the game. And so, you know, I'm proud to have helped start Hawaii Junior Golf Day back in 2009, Danielle, and that's introduced the game to thousands of kids and families through that time. So we're renaming that. At least I think that's the plan. It may stay Hawaii Junior Golf Day, but we are engaging families as always because, again, it's a family that comes out to play golf, and we want everyone from, you know, the baby all the way up to great-grandparents coming out to support and play the game. It's a game for everyone.
It is. It is. It's so much fun. So Patriot Golf Day, this Memorial Day, of course, weekend, it becomes Patriot Golf Days, and it's a joint effort, as we mentioned, Folds of Honor and PGA Hope, and takes place over the four-day Memorial Day weekend only. But as we also mentioned, there are many times during the week of the year that other events are being done. For instance, Princeville Mackay is holding their fundraising tournament in October. So all of that money goes into the pot. The club at Hokulea is planning a major member tournament in January. Wailea Country Club?
Actually, Wailea, Oahu, Wailea is holding their event in Veterans Day, for instance. You know, and we encourage professionals and facilities to hold an event whenever it's best for the club. Mark Souza at MidPack, they do a terrific job. They're holding their event just after Memorial Day, and they're having a fun, you know, fun event over there. Mark's always been a big supporter. And then Stephen Sim up at Oahu Country Club, the new professional up there, taking the place of the great Andrew Feldman, who retired this past year. They have always been great supporters. And what they're doing up there, Danielle, all the professionals up there are donating their lesson time for the month. And so, you know, everybody does what they can. And that's how this thing's been successful. And again, if any of your listeners want to contribute, I'd really encourage them to go online to Folds of Honor. And they can, there's a donate button. They can donate a dollar online. That's how the power of, you know, multiplication really happens. We can't do it just at the golf courses. It takes, you know, it takes everybody's help. And so I'd encourage them to check out Folds of Honor, you know, www.foldsofhonor. I mean, it's a click away. So
yeah. And then PGA Hope, of course, joining up with Folds of Honor. And as you mentioned, this spring, National PGA and ASPGA West Wailea, the Aloha Section CEO and Executive Director, he's helping to organize two PGA Hope training workshops for Aloha Section PGA members and veteran administration specialists and therapists on Maui and Oahu. That'll be coming up. Yep. And those workshops will help coach the coaches. And that will bring what we see on the mainland all the time, where Steve Greiner's program is put into play, where people come together who have lost a limb or they have unseen injuries that you can't see, and and they're able to get back out, socialize, have fun, learn a little bit about the game on the putting green, the chipping area, driving range, and it all works together, and they have a good time together, have a little lunch together. It's just a really, really, really good program. So this is really, really important, very important for everybody. And thank you, of course, Mid-Pacific Country Club. Waikele is having an event too. Pukalani, Wailea, everybody that's holding an event. Princeville Mackay, thank you for getting behind it so much. Hawaii is really coming out. This is awesome and has been for, I don't know, is it 25 years already?
No, time flies, Daniel. But don't, we're aging fast enough. Let's keep as young as possible. It happened in 2007.
2007.
And by the way, Danielle, the veterans coaching workshop has already actually happened, and we had a great turnout. Thanks to West Wailea for organizing that. We had a great turnout on Maui, and we had a great turnout on Oahu, including not only professionals but the veterans, administration rehab people came out.
Yes.
So that program is alive and well, and that's
what were some of the reasons we're raising the money for. So it all, the key thing this year is that it's really a joint effort and that all the monies that we raise this year will go to help families here in Hawaii. So none of it, everybody always wonders where's the money goes. And that's one of the things I feel really great about this program. All of the money directly impacts families and veterans here in Hawaii. So they can feel good about that.
Right. And then there's, of course, the Folds of Honor broke their own record distribution, giving out so much money to like 5,788 recipients, getting $28,146,900 for scholarships. Yeah. And those are kids that don't have their parents, both of them, anymore because of some terrible situation. Awesome.
Both kids and spouses. And think about the, you know, the multiplier effect of all those families that are being affected, Danielle. And then they, you know, they in turn want to give back. There are such incredible success stories that have been happened since Dan Moody began this mission back in 2007. And, you know, it's one person at a time that you're helping. So you're, you know, again, thank you so much, Danielle, for all that you do to help support and promote this event. You've, like I say, you're a wing woman since an honorary wing woman, and we really appreciate your promotion of this.
You're Greg Nichols, General Manager and Director of Golf, Ko'olina Golf. Patriot Golf Day is Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're coming back. Don Crozier, General Manager of Volcano Golf Course, got lots of things for Mom's Day. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Aloha. Power Equipment Superstore has some new hours Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we've got from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sundays. So a wonderful time for you to go check out the specials. Upgrade, for instance, to a Honda 21-inch walk behind the mower. That's just $499. The mulch bag and discharge free extended warranty, $200 value, and you save $250 in the process. So go in today. The new Superstore 500 Alakava next to the Costco gas station. Really easy to find them. Just check them out. And their Waipahu store, of course, as well. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Iwilei. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're still celebrating the reopening of Volcano Golf Course. Don Crozier, general manager, is with us. It's Mother's Day weekend, and it's still walking at Volcano, but let's talk to the general manager. Don Crozier, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having us on today.
Absolutely.
Super excited to celebrate Mom up here.
Yes.
We've partnered with the Volcano Winery just down the street with us. And so for the past couple of weeks, we've been giving out coupons for everybody who's played that gets them 30% off bottles at the winery.
So if I come up and play today, can I get a coupon for 30% off
of
wine at the Volcano Winery? So this is still going
on. You sure can. Yes, absolutely.
Cool. Are you also giving out coupons for $5 off green fees?
So they are giving out those. So if you visit the winery, they'll give you a coupon for $5 off to play here.
Wow. Oh, what a great...
Yeah, win-win, right?
Yes, what a wonderful partnership. That is fantastic. So the winery, Volcano Winery, for Mother's Day, is giving coupons for this weekend. Wait a minute. You're giving the Volcano Winery coupons to anybody who plays.
Yeah.
They can go over and get 30% off on the bottles of wine. And that's this weekend only. That's 30%. Hello, ladies. We all love our wine. Guys, if you didn't know it, you know she loves her wine. And if you don't know it, she does. And then when you go and buy wine, you'll get a $5. Guys, you know, this is easy. The $5 off on green fees. So,
yeah. Hey,
everybody's happy that way. The guy gets something. It's not
exactly.
Even Father's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Mom, you can do it for yourself. You can get wine and you can play a round of golf and have fun. Tell us about Player Development Month.
So May is Player Development Month, and at Troon Golf, we're celebrating that across all of our golf courses. So each course is going to be doing something a little bit different. We're new open here, so we don't have a PGA professional that can give lessons or really set up to do that kind of thing, although we have a great grass driving range if people want to come up and practice. So what we've done is found on our course a couple of five-hole loops. So people who are new to the game, who are, you know, maybe a little bit intimidated by playing 9 holes or 18 holes, can go out and play. It's a great length for juniors who are just getting into things or, you know, for people getting back into the game after the winter or, you know, getting loosened up, out walking a little bit more. And it's just, you know, takes about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half, if you have to search for your ball a little bit more. But it's really cool. It's a nice little loop. We have two of them set up, and we've partnered with the winery again. So you can get a five-hole loop here and then go to the winery for a wine tasting.
Oh.
And they've also included not only their 6 wines, but there are 2 teas in that. And it's only $25 for residents and $35 for 9 residents.
Wow. Now, so, wait, 6 wines. Yeah. Are they making wine on the Big Island?
So, yes. So this is, and I'm not an expert that you need to talk to them, but
uh-huh.
They have 6 different wines that they produce there. And I have tried them, and they're delicious. And Volcano Red is my favorite, but they make a nice Pinot Noir. There's a blush. And then they have 3 dessert wines that are all a little bit different. And then they have their teas. So it's really cool. It's a cute little establishment, fun. A lot of tourists are going there. But we really like the partnership that we have with them. And so we were trying to figure out a good way where people could get a little bit of both.
Yes.
And so we came up with this idea.
You say that again?
Tea and taste.
Tea
is what we
and
call it.
Taste. So is that tea like T-E-E?
You got it, yeah.
Because they're also serving tea at the Volcano Winery.
Yes.
They have
some local tea, and they also have a wine that's infused with tea. So it's different, but it's really cool.
Wow, so much. Now that would be good for a wine tasting, right? All their different wines
yeah.
and different infusions that they've done. What a great...
Exactly.
There's so much going on. Let's go to the Big Island. Hey, everybody here. Yeah. Nani. There's two moms in the studio. We're going to come over.
Perfect.
You know, and a lot of people don't realize that the Volcano Golf Course is Hawaii Island's oldest golf course. How many years has it been? 100 years?
Just over 100, yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, the pandemic shut it down for the last two. I am just so excited that Troon is managing, that the Volcano Golf Course is open. It's just such, it's so beloved. And tell me something, Dawn. Did you ever see the picture of when the volcano was really erupting and really just spraying lava into the air? And someone took a great lens on their camera, and they took a picture of the golfers at Volcano Golf Course stopping to look at the eruption, which was miles and miles away. But the picture made it look like they were standing right in front of these spewing lava. It was an amazing photograph seen around the world. Have you seen it?
It is amazing.
You saw
it? Yeah, yeah, it is amazing. And, you know, it's like when you do an aerial shot of our golf course, we're a little closer than you might think.
Oh, wow. Good point.
But it's all safe. There's no spewing lava at the moment. But, yeah. And actually, it's kind of funny. We've had some beautiful mornings up here, and it's been pouring in Hilo. And so, you know, just call us if you have any questions about the weather. We're here to help people and get people up here playing. And it's a really fun course to get out and walk.
Speaking of,
I do kind of have a little breaking news for you.
Oh, breaking news. Everybody. Bing, 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 bing. Yes.
I have probably about a half a dozen carts that will be available by the end of the month up here. So we will be able to accommodate a few riders.
So for those who don't want to walk.
We're working on getting it, but we do have very limited areas to secure carts. So we won't have a total new fleet in yet, but we're working on accommodating a few people here and there where we can.
That's great. Well, that's all. I also thought to myself, with a five-hole loop special with the winery, but five-hole loops, you've got two of them. That's really good for people who don't feel like they can do 18 holes yet. But if you do five holes enough times, you'll then maybe go for 10 holes and walk back, or maybe even go for the whole 18. It's a very good idea. If you want to learn more about Volcano Golf Course, it's Volcano GC. So VolcanoGC.com, like Volcano Golf Course, only shorten it. Okay, that's online, or you can call 808-319-4745. And you can get the wine special, because at Volcano Winery for Mother's Day, when you golf at Volcano Golf Course, they give you a coupon for this weekend, 30% off bottles of wine. When you buy the wine, you're going to get a coupon from Volcano Winery for $5 off the green fees at Volcano Golf Course. I can't think of a better deal. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dawn.
Oh, as always, Danielle, thank you for having me. And happy Mother's Day out there.
Happy Mother's Day indeed. Aloha. Coming back, Randy Wyatt is going to talk to us about what we need to do to make sure that we don't get those terrible things that happen when the skin doesn't, you know, like the amount of sun you've been exposing it to. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Hoipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Oh, yes. Speaking of Poipu Bay, where they've got the, I've never heard this before, maybe you have, the semi-shotgun start. a semi-shotgun at the Toshiba. They're going out today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And if you are the ninth caller at 808-545-1111, 545-1111, you will be the winner of two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Call now.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners, like yourself, with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. That's Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Skin View is a 501c3 nonprofit created to promote skin cancer awareness and reach out to golfers about sun safety and how to protect your skin from the harmful rays. The Melanoma Action Coalition is what Skin View is working with NFL Alumni Association to spread the word about sun safety and skin cancer prevention, working with the Payne Stewart Kids Golf Foundation to teach kids about sun safety, working with the Girl Scouts of America and possibly the AJGA about sun safety, and eventually sports such as tennis and pickleball, surfing and soccer. Skin View has a group of strong LPGA players on its board: Nancy Lopez, Dottie Pepper, Julie Ingster, and Helen Alfredson. Randy Wyant, co-founder and CEO of Skin View, is with us. Welcome into the clubhouse, Randy.
Thank you, Danielle. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Wow. Okay. So I have some really basic, now it's cloudy. Okay. A lot of people still say things like this. It's cloudy outside. I don't need to put any sun protection on.
That would be wrong.
Tell us why.
The two UV rays that lead to skin cancers, UVA and UVB, and they definitely get through the clouds. In fact, one of the things I like to tell people is or ask people about, you know, guess what the number three city in the U.S. is for melanoma incidence. That would be Portland, Oregon. And people are just like, what? It never, you know, the sun never shines there. But it is. It truly is the top three city in the U.S. for melanoma incidence, because people don't wear sunscreen when it's cloudy. And that's it's a misinformation. And that's why Skin View exists, to, you know, to dispel a lot of the information that's out there. Same thing with tanning beds. 2 trips to a tanning bed increase your risk of melanoma by 75%.
Whoa.
You know, so stay away from those.
Wow. Gosh.
Yeah. I could go on and on and on about the statistics that blow people away. The biggest one is 70% of the people in the U.S. don't go see a dermatologist for preventative care for a number of reasons. None of them make sense, but, you know, it's so important. you know, Australia is the number one country in the world. 2 out of every 3 people will develop skin cancer by the time they're 70 in Australia. In the U.S., 1 in 5 will by the time their age is 70. And, you know, Hawaii is a lot closer to Australia than I am here in San Diego. But, you know, so the risk is there. And skin cancer is the fastest growing cancer of any other cancer, yet it's the most curable if it's caught early.
And it's the most preventable, I would think.
And the most preventable cancer of any other cancer out there, if it's caught early. So, you know, there's a lot of great organizations out there, nonprofits, that are promoting awareness and money for research for skin cancer, which is all very, very important. But SkinView wanted to add some extra value. So we decided that we were going to not only educate people, but we're going to give people some actionable plans and some technology to help them track their own skin even before they go see a dermatologist. It's not this. We are developing a mobile app that'll fit on any device, iOS or Android, called the Skin Tracker app. And this will allow people to not only become educated, all kinds of articles from dermatologists and specialists in the area of skin cancer, but also allow them to see what skin cancer looks like, what basal cell looks like, what squamous cell, what a melanoma looks like, so that when they start seeing some changes on their skin or something that appear that just looks weird, they can take pictures and arrange for a virtual consult with a qualified dermatologist to kind of get, okay, yeah, this is nothing, or I really need to get in to see somebody.
Now, where would that qualified dermatologist be that they would get together with online?
Well, yeah.
Is that through you?
Not from us, no, although we're partnered with several dermatologists, but we're also have a strategic partnership with a company called MetaOptima. MetaOptima is the power behind the Skin Tracker app. This is a technology company that builds a platform for the physician's office, and they have a wide network of physicians that we also partner with through our strategic partnership with MetaOptima to get them the right type of care and that virtual consult.
So in the virtual consult, would there be a charge? That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, $20.
Oh, hey, that's, yeah, well.
And, of which that goes directly to the dermatologist. SkinView does not take a dime of that.
That's wonderful. Well, okay, let's go back to the basics again. You know, they always talk about the UV index. What does that really mean?
So the UV index is just like with your sunscreen when you have SPF. It's the sun protection factor. And the UV index is the amount of rays, depending on where you are geographically. It depends on, you know, the UV index is certainly lower on a cloudy day than it is on a full, bright, sunny day. But you're still getting something. It's like, you know, just exposing yourself a little bit to radiation is better than full radiation. Not really. You know, I try to bring, you know, it's like kind of like a golf shot. I came 1 inch from getting a hole in one.
Right.
Yeah, you see, right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Now, sunscreens, they're all not equal, right?
They are not all equal. And our website, as well as our app, will have, you know, things that people... What I hear from dermatologists, I'm not a medical, I've been in healthcare for 30 plus years, but I rely on experts. And experts tell me that the best sunscreen, the most protective and the healthiest for your skin, because we don't want to put on sunscreen and take care of one problem, but it causes a different problem. So mineral-based sunscreen, anything with zinc in it, non-alcohol, not PAPA-free, you know, those types of things that we all have heard about. Those are the type of sunscreens to go after.
Wow.
We're partnered with a couple. Yeah. And we are partnered with a couple of sunscreen companies as well as apparel companies because, you know, it's not just wearing sunscreen. It's protecting your skin. There's things that you can do wearing the right clothing with SPF built into the clothing, wearing, you know, out on the golf course, I talk to so many golfers that wear visors, wear a hat. It covers the skin. Sun gets through hair. You know, when people think about skin cancer, they're thinking about, well, you know, it's just a spot on my that I can see. No, skin cancer happens, and when you go to a dermatologist, they should be looking at your hairline, your nail beds, your bottom of your feet, some of the cracks and crevices that don't see the sun, because melanoma can happen there as well. And this is just part of what we're doing to try to educate people on the importance of early protection.
Gosh, I had no idea I could get it on the sole of my foot. You know,
I know.
That's,
you know, Bob Marley. You know who Bob Marley is. Everybody knows who Bob Marley is.
Yes.
Little known fact that Bob Marley died from melanoma. He had it misdiagnosed on the nail bed of his big toe.
Oh. Wow. That's that's tragic. Oh, and
it is.
Let me give you the website, and then I'm going to ask you where this the name. I love the name,
sure.
Skin View, but it's SKNVUE. So,
yes.
Skin without an I, View,
yep.
Spelled kind of the French way, VUE.
Yep.
.org. SkinView.
That's.
That's where you're going to go to check out everything you need to know about protecting yourself from something that you could take care of and never have to suffer, having all those things burned off of you. You know, people go into the dermatologist always to have things removed, and then you have to have them.
Yep.
They take them and the person, oh, what is it called when they take a piece of you and it's analyzed to see.
It's called Mohs surgery, and depending on the depth of the melanoma, they go in and they take a layer, hoping to capture the margins of this lesion. They take it to the pathology. You sit out in the waiting room with a bandage over whatever part they've exposed. It comes back positive. They take another layer out, and they continue to take layers out until the margins come back from pathology as negative.
Wow.
So not a happy trip to the doctor.
No, you want to avoid having that happen. Why? This seems like such an easy question to answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Where did you get the name?
You know, divine intervention. I don't know. You know, I was thinking about skin and skin cancer and everything, and a buddy of mine. We were. Who's definitely more of a marketing genius than I am. I came up with taking the eye out. He came up with the French version of View.
Oh.
And it became Skin View in September of 2020, and then COVID hit. So, you know, we're really just kind of relaunching, revamping. The Skin app is in beta form right now. We're hoping to have it fully launched by the end of this year.
So
putting it into the hands of everybody.
Yes, everybody should have this on there. You know, I love the app too. And we can find out more information about the app at the website, which is SKNVUE.org. SKNVUE.org. Now, you have an incredible board. Nancy Lopez, Dottie Pepper, Julie Yingster, Helen Alfredson. How are they involved?
Well, and I want to give Charlie Meacham, former commissioner of the LPGA, a little bit of credit because I met Charlie early on. He convinced me that we needed to start this, and Charlie's had a lot of Mohs surgery. Andy North is another one on our board who's a U.S. champion, PGA champion. So Nancy and Dottie, I mean, Dottie is mentioning us through her platform on, you know, the Golf Channel. Nancy goes to a lot of events. She's a busy woman.
Yes.
And she has her own melanoma story that she tells and then points people to SkinView and the technology that we're developing. So, you know, they have a microphone and a platform that many of us don't have. And they are using that because they absolutely very passionately believe in what SkinView is doing. So we are very blessed and fortunate to have just such a, I call it my legendary board.
You do have a legendary board, yes.
We do.
Yes.
We do. You know, and other things I just wanted to mention, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I have videos on our YouTube channel that people can find out more. We want to build the SkinView Army to prevent skin cancer.
Randy Wyant, co-founder and CEO of SkinView. Thank you so much. Very, very good talking with you.
Danielle, thanks so much for the opportunity. You have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be down there in August to enjoy the sun in Hawaii.
Oh, but you're going to wear your mineral sunscreen.
And my hat and my long sleeves, except when I go in the water.
I know people who go in the water with long sleeves.
Oh, I do. I have SPF shirt that I wear when I scuba dive because a lot of people get fried when they're looking at all those beautiful fish,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's true. Good point. You mean it goes through the water?
Yes, it does. It actually intensifies going through the water.
There you have it, folks. SkinView.org. We're coming back after this. Danny Edwards, PGA Tour lifetime member, five-time PGA Tour champion, champion race car driver, and creator, The Chipping Equation. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
KORL, YNI, Honolulu.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, congratulations, Wayne. You've won two rounds of golf Mother's Day giveaway. I'm sure you're going to give it to somebody, right? Or take somebody with you? Congratulations. No, you don't have to do any of that. Wayne, I'm just glad you're listening. All right. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Taking care of everybody if you get up early or if you get off work late. And then on Sunday, it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You upgrade to a Honda 21-inch walk-behind mower and just pay $499 with the mulch bag and the discharge, then the free extended warranty. It's a $200 value. Bottom line is you save $250. So go in, new superstore on Alakava next to Costco gas station, 500 Alakava. You can put that in your GPS. Or go up to the Waipahu store, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Danny Edwards is author of Driven, the Danny Edwards Story, a PGA Tour lifetime member, five-time PGA Tour champion, champion race car driver, 1982 June sprints at Elkhart Lake, president, former Tour Players Association, creator, the Chipping Equation, and member, Oklahoma Golf Hall of Fame. Welcome into the clubhouse, Danny.
Danielle, thank you. Enjoy being with you.
Yeah, it's good having you here. You have an incredible story to tell, and you do it. I can't wait to read it. I have not gotten the book yet, unfortunately. Tell me something. I love race car driving. What introduced, where did you get into golf, I suppose, and how did you transition? Who introduced you to racing?
Wow. Well, Danielle, I got an early start. Not so early. The town I grew up in didn't have a golf course. No one in my family ever hit a golf ball. I was about 14 and a half years old. I was a baseball and basketball player. But I saw some kids doing stuff on the high school football field and kind of rode my bicycle over there, and they were playing golf, hitting golf balls. And so I just got captivated very quickly. I worked really hard at it. I was a good basketball player, made All-State basketball player my senior year in high school. And actually, after 2.5 years, I won the Oklahoma State High School Golf Championship.
Wow!
With not a lesson, no instruction whatsoever.
That
was quite an accomplishment there.
Yes, that was amazing. 2.5 years into the game, and you've already come to the height of your level. What did you do next? Yeah.
Well, I got a partial scholarship to go play golf at Oklahoma State University. Laban Harris Sr. was our iconic coach there. And he said, Danny, if you work hard by your junior year, you might be able to make our team. We've got great players from all over the country. And I was in shock because I was all one of the players on the team, and not being able to be a junior just wasn't in my vocabulary. So I worked hard, and a couple weeks later was the first.
You mean
playing every tournament for Oklahoma State University for 4 years?
Wow, we lost just a snippet of that your conversation with us, and I think what you were saying is you worked really hard, and a few weeks later you were first string on your golf team.
Moving around, I was as a freshman. I was a low qualifier. Ended up going and playing both of the tournaments in the fall, and ended up playing every tournament for Oklahoma State University for 4 years, three-time All-American, and then finished school and played on the Walker Cup team and went on from there.
Isn't that something? Wow. Wow. Okay. So work hard. Hard seems to be driven. Where were you introduced to race car driving?
Well, as a young kid, obviously I loved cars. I knew every sports car and hot rod on the road, the year, the make, model. I used to holler them out when my mom was driving me around before I had a license and drove her crazy. She would holler at me, "Quit saying those cars! You're making me crash our car." But I loved racing. Enjoyed the speed. Enjoyed the competition. And so I really got my first race car, which was a Formula Ford, and it was Sprint Car Club of America road racing, all on road courses. And I got a car. I got a trailer. Loaded them all up and headed up to the driver's school to get my license.
Just like that. And then where did you practice?
Well, the only place to practice was on a racetrack.
Yeah.
So you would go to these races. I would unload my car, air up the tires. I didn't know a whole lot else. I didn't know anything about the engine, but just to put gas in it. And I got out on the racetrack. In fact, the first first practice I went to was in Dallas at the old American Airlines training center, and it was freezing cold in the winter, and I got everything warmed up, got my car, got up on for the first practice session, got up there first because I didn't take me very long to get it ready because I didn't really know how to get it ready. And the first turn, once they dropped the flag to head out to the warm-up session, I slid right off the road into a ditch. Sat there for the whole 30 minutes of the practice session, and finally when I got the race car back to the group, some of the marshals and guys came over and said, "Danny, it takes a little while to warm your tires up. It's so cold out here." you got to go slow the first couple of laps. So I learned the hard way on that one.
Experience. We're talking with Danny Edwards, and he's written Author Driven, the Danny Edwards story. I like what Johnny Miller, of course, the Hall of Fame golfer and announcer, wrote about your book. Danny's memoirs of a unique life are a study of what a nonstop, focused life will yield. In these pages, I believe the reader will be astonished and entertained to learn of Danny's lifelong success in so many ways. And we've talked about golf. You're a five-time PGA Tour champion. You won as a champion race car driver. Now, may I get into your time as the former Tour Players Association president? It was called the Tour Players Association.
Yes.
It just seems so relevant right now. The whole thing about having the PGA Tour, the LIV Golf, and PGL, everybody's kind of, into this rivalry of expanding. And I'm not sure, in your viewpoint, because one of the things you point out is that what you really wanted to do was just take care of the players. That was your whole intent, take care of the players. Do you think the players are being taken care of with all of this ruckus?
Well, Danielle, it's a great subject and story. There's a lot to it. You know, the golfers are actually the owners of the PGA Tour. The tour is held in a trust by the players, but unfortunately, the players have never seen the inside of their own organization. They've never seen the compensation and the bonus packages and where the money comes and where it goes from anybody inside the PGA Tour. We've always just been told to stay focused and play golf, and that's what our fathers told us to do, or our parents. And so it's a delicate situation. All we wanted to do in the TPA back 20-odd years ago was find out where our money comes from and where it goes, what kind of an organization we had. And unfortunately, we were denied in every respect any of that information. Today, the money today is so phenomenal. The purses are so huge. But there were a lot of players that felt that we weren't really privy to information that was rightly ours. So it's a delicate situation, but unfortunately, we just really didn't quite get what we wanted to see and continue to be in that same situation.
Yeah, apparently, because while LIV Golf is challenging and the PGL is up there with their team concept, trying to align itself with the PGA Tour, and PGA Tour is talking about having a team concept, three-event star series in the fall, and we don't really know what's going to happen with the fall schedule yet. You know, it's all very, very nebulous, and it's all very up in the air, and Phil Mickelson seems to, he's not on anybody's side right now. Greg Norman's angry at him for speaking up, and it's just... It's funny, when he was speaking up, it seemed like he'd be speaking up for the Greg Norman, led LIV Golf challenges. But anyway, I just find it fascinating, but in a way so disruptive to what is going on. And I was wondering if you felt it was disruptive to the game.
Well, it probably is. It probably is. I'm 20 years removed from the inside, but we had some very sophisticated advice when we were trying to get access to our information. Richard Berthelsen, who made a great statement in the book, chief legal counsel for the NFL Players Association for 30 years, and and Leonard Dekoff, who represented Carsten Solheim in the Ping Square Groove lawsuit against the USGA. So we had as good a gentleman as you could ever have to trying to help us simply get access to see what our organization was all about.
Yeah.
And so it sheds a bit of a shaded light on why we were not given that kind of access. And of course, there were all kinds of dirty tricks done to me in lockers of players that the player didn't write over his signature.
No.
Denying us, misrepresenting meetings that we were supposedly invited to attend but didn't attend, and the player directors say, "How come you didn't show up for the meeting?" I said, "What meeting?" I said, "Well, you were invited. The commissioner told us you were invited to that meeting." "Well, don't you think we'd have been invited, we would have been there?" So there were a lot of things happen. It's long gone, but it's an unfortunate situation that the players don't know more about their organization.
Got it. I just was curious what your take was on all of the things that are being talked about. And speaking of that quote from Richard Burleson, the general counsel for the NFL Players Association between 1983 and 2012, Danny's role as player leader of the PGA Tour from 1998 to late 1999 was unselfish, courageous, and competent. I know this firsthand as general counsel to the TPA. His sole purpose was to make things better for the tour player. And no doubt, many of the changes in tour governance, which we all witnessed in the 21st century, were first presented during Danny's, Mark Brooks, and Larry Rinker's period of leadership. The book describes this period in Danny's life in a fair, accurate manner. It's a good read. I'm really looking forward to reading your book. Now, I mentioned at the very open that you're also creator of the chipping equation. Can you tell us a bit about the chipping equation?
Oh, absolutely. It's something I'm having great fun with, Danielle. I always was interested in the scoring in golf and got the opportunity to play with four amateurs, men and women, every week, sometimes two, and I would agonize over their ability to chip, or more likely their inability to chip the ball very well. And I would ask them, okay, how do you play this shot? And it was kind of deer in the headlights. And I would say, well, what club do you use? Well, I use a 56 or 58 or 60 degree lob wedge. And all right, how do you play that shot? Well, I don't know. I just chip it out there, you know. So it was just all guessing. So I wanted to find out if there was some research that would support the notion I had that playing the ball up in the air with these wedges that have become so popular was actually the best way to chip. So I commissioned the first ever TrackMan analysis of chipping in Denmark about 3 years ago. TrackMan, as many people know, was formed in Denmark, and I had the good fortune to have one of the three original calibrators sign up for one of my chipping equation clinics in Lake Placid, New York, about three summers ago. And so a few months after, as we kept in touch, I asked Ronnie if they ever did an analysis of chipping when they did their TrackMan research. And he said, no, we didn't. So I said, would you consider doing one? He said, absolutely, we would love to. So that first, that study was done. And the final, what they did was they chipped 300 balls with everything from an 8-iron to a 62-degree lob wedge. And the final statement of analysis was, quote, with swing speeds below 30 miles an hour and lofts above 45 degrees, the ball starts rolling across the face, skidding across the face, compromising spin rate, long angle, and quality of strike, end quote. So the analysis is lob wedges, these high lofted clubs with a lot of loft at slow swing speeds do not create enough compression where the ball stays on the face of the club. So it skids up the face. That's why every one of us, tour players included, have hit shots around the greens, close to the green, and had the ball not go nearly the distance that we thought it would go. And that's the inconsistencies of these lob wedges. So horizontal momentum is your friend. Playing the ball on the ground, rolling like a putt, is unquestionably the most consistent way to chip a golf ball with a formula of carry and rollout, so the ball will finish 2, 3, 4 feet from the hole where you're going to make a high percentage of those putts. Otherwise, you're just guessing, and with a lot of clubs, you're using a club that is very inconsistent.
Wow. You made that so understandable. I am so impressed. And I could, and I could actually see in my mind's eye the ball sliding across the face.
Yeah. Well, Danielle, there's a very fascinating thing I just learned a few weeks ago. I have a PGA professional of all things. And we were talking about guys are bowling. What do you aim at? Do you aim at the head pin on the right or the next pin on the left? He goes, no, we don't even look at the pins. I said, what do you look at? We look at the diamonds. We look at the arrows that are on the lane. There's seven of them. There's one in the middle and then three. And I said, you're kidding. He goes, no. He said, we don't even look at the pins. I said, how far are the pins away? And he said, 60 feet. So, and the pins are 5 steps. So I looked at that and I thought, well, that's just what the chip vision does. It transfers the target of a golfer from a hole that's 50, 60, 70, 80 feet away, and they just try to guess, to a spot that you've calculated with the chipping equation that tells you 4 steps or 5 steps or 6 steps is your landing spot. And so instead of looking out there at 70, 80 feet, you're looking at a spot 5 or 6 steps, and which is, of course, much, much easier to land the ball on. And then the rollout is predictable, and the ball finishes right by the hole.
That's magnificent. You just have to tell us where we can find out more information about the chipping equation. I mean, everybody's on the edge of their seat.
Well, my email address is dedwardschippingequation@gmail.com. And my website is Danny Edwards Golf. And we have some videos on there and a sign up place. I'm down here in Wellington, Florida. So this is where I do most of my clinics. I do some in the summer up at Lake Placid, New York. But obviously, Danielle, I'm very excited. The feedback that I'm getting from people is just amazing. I saw one of my students yesterday at Indian Spring, a young lady who's trying to qualify for the Metro Tour. And she says, Danny, you're not going to believe this. The ladies that I'm competing against are coming up to me now and saying, what has happened to your chipping? You're unbelievable. Tell, what have you done? But I just love it, of course.
Yes. Yes. I have to thank our sponsors.
A couple of weeks ago, she texted me. She said, Danny, I was 100% up and down on my up and downs on my chips yesterday in my final round.
That's amazing. That is absolutely, you're going to have to be back on the show with us. We'll talk more earlier in the show for the audience that didn't hear. I need to thank our sponsors. Thank you for being on the show. Fascinating life. Great idea. Chipping equation. Aloha Power Equipment's Megastore. Aloha Power Equipment's new Megastore is next door to Costco. That's right on Alakava in Iwile. You know where that is, the gas station. You'll find all the Aloha Power equipment that you need or want and huge savings. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, a whole lot more. MD Restoration, rescue you. Flood or fire disasters, if you need help, MD Restoration is on it at any time of the day, right away. If disaster strikes your home, your office, call MD Restoration, licensed contractors. They'll do your cleanup and repair. That's 528-3434. And we're very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA of America member. It takes a lot of time and the love of this game to become a PGA. Because they love the game and teaching, they will help you. And if you're stumped, no idea what to get someone like mom for Mother's Day, well, just give them a call at Poipu Bay, because, of course, you can give gift certificates. And congratulations to Wayne. You won yours today. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.